When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes, we're going to Germany!
I've only 4 weeks to go, lads.
Is that it?
To what?
To the end of season.
Aye.
Is it?
We do give a fuck.
We say that every year and it never fucking happens.
Our season's ended.
We should get a Thursday. We should just go after the Cooper Show on Thursday.
You're on a breakfast today, wee man.
No, I'm not. I've looked back. I've been in early. I made an arse. Do you know something? I was sitting watching the game and Banoski scored and I went, fucking one of the boys come out with that. I didn't even
know. I was obviously commentating on it and it wasn't until I was, I don't know, half an hour in and I'm going,
you were thinking
yeah that's putting the off screen first goal.
I
did yesterday, Paul.
No, I didn't get a point on the board last week.
I know.
I got in man bad.
No surprise.
Mate, yesterday we were the best actor I've ever seen.
Mate, the best actor of all time, by the way.
Mate, you are incredible. Mate, honestly, you should actually think about getting into that.
No, I watched a bit of you doing your stuff, whatever it was. I thought yous were.
Nah, we
both. No, we're wee guys compared to you, mate.
No,
Faddy was good.
Just wee bits.
Have you seen you back?
Actually, Faddy was.
He's
good at playing angry Faddy. I don't know how good he'd be playing a light-hearted
but an angry Faddy. I've tried it.
You talked to
him. Big Kev needs a bit of work done.
Oh, fuck.
He keeps forgetting.
He's lying. He's lying.
He needs to get back to school. The big fella.
I can't say too much, actually. You're a bit with you and Kevin.
I was up the back just laughing.
You're amazing. Talk to Big Kev. Me and Big Kev went to Dundee yesterday. Brilliant day. But on the way back, mate, he's so smart, Kev.
Is he fucking
no,
smart?
Sorry, I'm baffled.
Maths are not. He's really good.
He's clever.
He's clever.
He's
common sense.
See, in Scotland, he was telling me all about all the sites when we were driving by them. And then he took me to the Glen Eagles yesterday.
Oh, brilliant.
What's the first time ever? What a place that is.
What, just first time you've been in Glen Eagles? It takes like 2 months.
We've been playing I Spy, and
no, do you know what?
We done, we drove, see where the Ryder Cup Hotel was. No, the
Glen Eagles Hotel.
The Glen Eagles Hotel.
So he couldn't the Glen Eagles Hotel, basically.
We sat at the hotel, but I seen the guy walking out, ready to tell us to get to fuck, but we stopped a wee bit, and we shared a camel cake, just to tell me all the golfers that have been there. I'm like, what a day.
I tell you what, Lynn must be a happy lassie. He's telling you what, a fair package, isn't it?
Oh, he was the first up to my house yesterday. He came up to my house yesterday. The first thing he says, mind if I use your toilet?
I didn't go for a number two.
I've got a pet peeve that happened just this morning. It's a driving one again. Have you ever heard this? It does my tits, and I was screaming at the motor all day. So I'll put this into context for you just so I can get every bit right so you understand exactly where I'm coming from. Do you know where Huggingfield Lock is?
Yes.
I could see them peering out of Huggingfield Lock. I'm coming along a straight road, mate. There's nobody behind me. I'm going the speed limit, just above maybe. So quite quick.
Just above maybe.
There's nobody behind me. And they shoot it right in front of me and then drive slow as fuck.
They're winding you up.
Why don't you just walking past and then come in?
What did you do?
That you were
what
going
was your reaction?
Fast.
I was fucking screaming at the motor.
Do you peep the horn?
I peeped the horn.
Don't beside them.
And did you gear them out when you're sitting next to them?
Didn't even look at his mate, just stare straight ahead, but I'm fucking trying to stare them out.
Ah, but you got to make up, get the windy do and make a bit of noise.
Would you?
Yeah, oh, windy didn't it? Depends how.
Was it two women or two guys having a battle on the Kingston Bridge? Is that last week? What's your driving? I can't reverse anymore. My reversing's...
Do you know what else does my tits in? What? People reverse yeah, camera.
I've got a camera, but I couldn't. I hate it.
Just get in, mate, because I'm standing behind you. The car park's busy.
Do you look run?
I have to look run.
The force of us.
You got a camera in your motor. You look run.
Do you reverse park?
See, you actually are just talking. I'm getting cane from my machine because I need to talk now. When I'm
you're
reverse,
so the old school.
I'm old school. And she's
still holding her hand.
But she's like, you're saying, look at the camera. I just can't do it. I get out of the motor and I'm fucking out of the shit. So I park.
Why don't you just drive in then?
Well,
that's what I do. I just drive in. I don't try and reverse.
No, I didn't mean
driving for 5 years.
I didn't mean driving. So the curbs here, you drive in, I get that, or you reverse park into that. But I mean, like in a park, like in the fort or something. There's no need to get a fucking reverse parking.
Oh, no, I don't start with that nonsense. That waste petrol.
At waste petrol?
No, but see, the fort's maybe not a great example because the spaces are massive. But see, when it's a tight space,
you'd rather reverse park
because you can see how close you are to the.
I know, but that's because he's got a top level jacket.
He just don't presses a button and reverses for him.
Every motor I've ever had, I reverse in without a camera. Without
are you wanting
the old school when I used to be like Fergie with the.
Do you park miles away because you've got a big fancy motor? I bet you do.
I need to be the closest to the front door.
I don't like walking. Do you ever come back and somebody parked right next to you? Think yourself,
joke,
how did you get out? And then you see this fat fucker walking with your ass with a donut next to
Kev again. Kev.
Is that what's going
on? See, before we get any further.
Sorry. No, on you go.
Tell me you've seen Baby Reindeer.
Oh, how good is it, mate? It's the best thing I've ever watched.
Have you seen
it? You've definitely had a stalker before. Tell us.
By the way, that's Susan Boyle's playing the part, innit? By the way, I'm not. I'm waiting for her to burst in his. Have you seen it? I've done the full lot yesterday.
So did Dad done it on Sunday, mate?
Seven episodes. Wow. I couldn't even move off my chair.
You must have moved for something.
Oh, aye, hell. By the way, did they turn you on when he was rapping there? I can't believe he was in his head.
Have you seen Fox's story?
Yeah, this is us.
I wish, anyway.
Just tell me, wasn't it a blue colour?
Blue score.
Was it a big Tommy Range
wagon? I don't know if it's an age thing or not. I get out the motor and just fucked off.
You what?
I just get out the motor and fucked off.
You've not had it.
You've not had
it. One of the worst things in life happened to me this morning. Went for a shower after they two wee bastards went. They went first because they had to go to school and they had to come here. Went in the shower. Went to get fucking shower gel. Shower gel. Done.
What did you do, shampoo?
Hand wash, mate. Jumped out the shower wet. Grabbed the hand wash with the sink, mate. Oh, no. So I was thinking of fucking Dove hand wash.
Oh, no.
What's up with you, Fred? What would you have done in that situation?
Like everybody used the one bar of soap and you're moaning about using hand wash.
I am brilliant.
No.
Just get
I've just used shampoo.
Was there shampoo?
Oh, not in either. Fuck it. I think that's all right.
Hand wash is totally acceptable.
See, there you go, but shampoo, we don't use shampoo, obviously. But what kind of, so shampoos for everything, isn't it?
But do you know why I think they've done it? Because I'd done them before, where I told you I'd done a toilet before they went in the shower. I knew they were going in, so I went in and done a toilet first. And I think that they've deliberately squeezed all the shower gel out for me.
Good for them. Good for
bastards.
Well, you squeezed everything out for them, didn't you?
Oh, that was bad, ask them about the topics, mate. For and against.
For and against the topics. Sorry, just remind me what they were again.
The first one was Facebook. You were for it because you speak to your old uncle in Austria through Facebook.
Aye, it's actually mad, even earlier years ago, but Facebook, are you for it?
I don't do Facebook, do you know? But I'm not against it.
Facebook,
man. I do Facebook.
Do you?
Oh, you're a serial linker on Facebook. You like hundreds of pictures of that, didn't you?
I was...
Have you ever poked somebody on Facebook?
No,
I don't get involved in that sort of nonsense. Especially that camera.
What's your main reason for Facebook?
I
really don't know. It was just one of the things. Facebook and Instagram. I don't do Twitter, right? I done Twitter and Katie Price was the only person I followed. Right, that's true. The fun out that I only listen, I liked Peter Andre at the time. There was a big
Katie Price
right at the beginning, because you know what, like, is everybody's on Twitter, everybody involved. So I went, right, I'll set up a Twitter account. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was coming in on a Saturday night after a few minutes. You know what, like, as you start and you don't realise you're fucking sitting there
and people can see what you're doing. Didn't realise that.
I just went,
do you know who's the best on Facebook? The one of my favourite on Facebook, Carol Ferguson. That's what I like about it. She puts all the family pictures up there.
They made one up for me, but I don't go
around. Do you use it?
No, I'm a wee bit of you, but why tell people where you are, what you're up to, what you're doing?
No, I think the whole thing about social media is keeping in touch with people.
Me stating Facebook's people.
You know,
but you can decide to follow.
Somebody made up one for me.
Your Instagram?
But I don't go on it. The guy that done it for us, was somebody else, no, going to that. And he was putting stuff on with me, and then people were, Carol goes onto my phone and she'll look at it and she'll, look at that. I don't go on it. Technology's weird,
right? I don't actually use it.
Nah.
Are you Twitter, Instagram,
no.
Like that?
I don't use
Instagram's
it.
Instagram's good.
Is it? I don't.
Instagram.
Instagram's a mess.
I like Instagram. this one's caused a lot of arguments in it.
Oh, mate, I've had so many people message me pictures of their dinner saying.
Baked tatty for dinner.
Unacceptable. Just a baked tatty by the way.
A baked tatty.
Acceptable.
Nothing rang, mate, by the way. Tell you what I do. Go to Costco, once I'm up in Costco, a bit of show, baked potato.
Bravo. What's your filler of choice?
I like cheese and beans. Tuna and mayo's nice and sweet, calling off.
Tuna for me, it's
chili.
Lovely.
Fucking rock solid.
5 minutes in the microwave? Honestly?
No, the ones we get till we get the fucking.
No, they wouldn't be. No, just normal ones. I get. You must get the special
five
ones.
5 minutes in the microwave's no
microwave,
is not
microwave and then finish
it. Yeah, wagyu beef top.
That's nice.
What about an omelette for dinner?
Nah.
Absolutely.
No,
for your dinner?
You can eat anything for your dinner.
Everything.
Is it Jenkins a good dinner?
Is that a good dinner for you?
I love it, aye.
Well, who cares?
Just an omelette. You know how great getting 20 minutes after an omelette?
Aye. It depends what you're eating away, innit?
Depends what size of omelette.
You put I eat an omelette every day in my life.
Aye,
what?
Every day.
Wait a minute.
Every day.
Eat an omelette every day. So if you're out on the drink on a Saturday, you order an omelette and fucking.
No, I'll have an omelette for the
before
first
you go.
Meal.
Breakfast is fast with an omelette.
Aye. First meal of the day, or if I'm coming in late the night at 8:30,
you're starting cooking omelette.
I'll eat an omelette.
You're a psychopath, mate.
There's something wrong with you, mate. Because too many normal things annoy you.
It's not even an omelette. Wee bit of butter in the frying pan, 4 or 5 eggs, just whack it in.
That's scrambled egg.
Couple of tubes.
We're sitting next to fucking Jamie Oliver.
If you want to show that, that's scrambled egg.
Do you want to know why? Because it's quick and easy. But if you want to start adding bits and all that, too far.
See, you've had an omelette, right? See, I went at half eight and had an omelette.
Right, yeah, an omelette.
And I ate that. I'd go and get a big massive packet of crisps after it because I still be fucking starving.
No, no, hold on. What's the difference between scrambled eggs and omelette? Right,
you make it the same.
You mix it up to start stage.
See, I just
think you use a chef anyway. When we go to food, because this man's in the know.
What do you have in your omelette? Tuna and fucking
ham and cheese for me.
I usually have it. Oh, don't put cheese in it. I usually have it plain.
You didn't put cheese in an omelette?
Ham and cheese, wee bit of sriracha on it.
No, what's up with that?
Terrible.
No, that's
so
just ham
either.
And egg.
No, no,
I
don't. Sometimes I just plain omelette, right?
Plain omelette.
Plain omelette.
Scrambled egg.
What do you have
where? That's scrambled egg. Yeah, it's the same hang.
Sometimes
have you scrambled it? You kind of whisk it a wee bit. Have you?
I'm sitting next to Gordon Ramsay here. Sometimes I'll have a wee half bagel or something like that. Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
Right. What was the last one? Oh, Peter Landon in the war.
Aye. People with the free kick.
Same man. I think people are doing it for effect now. They look like they're working on shit. It's a load of rubbish.
What respectable football player, right? Imagine the manager coming and saying, by the way, I've got a good job for you today. You're a fucking draft excluder. That's when you know you're in their way.
See, when I see it happening, I never see the war jumping
high.
You know, and it's there so you can jump. And they block the one underneath, so you can put the guy off it. But they don't. They just do it normal.
See, if I was taking a free kick, I just aim for the coin that's on the flare.
Smack him right in the back. And you don't even face the other way.
I know.
See, if you were that guy, right, and somebody did smack the ball off your head, how rigid would you be with manager?
You're lying there.
And you're lying there getting the ball off your head. You'd be fucking raging, wouldn't it?
But manager, right, it's pissing down, it's freezing, and you're tied lying there in the wall.
Imagine that's what your manager thought of you. To put you down there and get the ball off your fucking head.
I think Charlie liked it tactical, didn't he? He liked it for tactical reasons.
I do get why they do it, but I don't see enough wars jumping high enough.
Aye.
For the benefit. They don't. Nah, they just jump the same distance.
Do you have that EK?
No, I never.
No?
Nah. I just put the biggest five in the... It's close to the box, biggest five in the world.
Five?
Uh-huh.
Right, so if you're playing EK, don't shoot. Cross it to the back post.
There you go.
And the big five, do you tell them not to jump? Because they're big.
They jump.
So if the boy gets something over, fair dues to him.
Uh-huh.
Right, we're going to look at the cruise results. Goldendale, you're on top.
As always. Do you prefer it on top?
No.
Somebody else?
Oh, uh-huh. I like to be a chaser. Faddy Sy, you are just in the middle.
Wait a minute, I'm second team star. We're not in the middle, I'm second team star.
And me and Del Boy are right at the bottom.
To be honest, I couldn't give a fuck. You really couldn't.
You used to last month.
No, I was.
I think if you're bottom two row, someone bat, you should get your ass skipped on camera.
Boiled egg, innit?
A boiled egg and a chicken.
No, you deserve boiled egg.
You should get the one food that you hate.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw and a baked patty is amazing, mate.
Do you like that?
Coleslaw is amazing.
Tell you what about a drink, man, that I hate? I hate brandy.
What do I like? I'd be vodka.
Aye.
Vodka Coke's a drink for serial killers, mate.
Vodka Coke.
What a show it's been so far.
By the way, what was that? I was going to bring some up.
Do you know what?
Oh, then you're never needing a hotel in Glasgow. There's a new porter in town. Get your cheap rates.
His dad's got a job in a hotel.
Magic.
Amazing.
Rubs your ass.
What's your hotel? I can't get a hotel. I'll tell you after the show.
That's
hotel.
Good.
The Belgrove Hotel.
Is he a porter?
He porter. He'll sort
what's,
it.
What's
he'll be like, he works he'll hard as fuck. He's always carrying somebody's bag.
He'll be the best ever at that, won't he?
He'll take your carry out up to him.
So he's looking for any half good deals or whatever. He'll
sort it. Magic.
Well,
good stuff.
Well, yeah, actually, I
aye, aye, aye. He's
what hotel is it?
No, can't tell you, because in case people go up to the hotel and that. I
and pester him.
Do you know, I've got a pet peeve just quickly before good. We go into the show. People link your message, as in you aye. Write a message to them and WhatsApp and they thumb it. That is disgusting.
Why?
Because they're not. How can you not reply to something?
Just that okay, mate.
Do you know who done it to me? Jamesy?
Oh no, what did you write? Well done for the goal, and he's just put a thumbs up.
No.
That is brutal, that's what you've put, and he's just put a thumbs up.
That.
What?
Stop. Nah, I can't see it.
What did you write? Please tell me.
No, message. It's so cringe.
Go,
so
come
cringe.
On, tell us. Chapeau.
No, not even a well done, not even a thanks or anything.
Mate, I think it should be a thanks. You should always acknowledge somebody. It's like the shaking of the hands when you see somebody. Don't blank them, don't ignore them.
So he's totally blank to
you. I seen you yesterday, mate. Why do we need to come in here and shake hands again today? All right, mate, what's happening? How's what's up?
Because I might not see you next week or the following week. You never know what's going to happen.
And that's what you'll remember, the last fucking handshake.
Aye, I will.
You will.
I will.
If you don't see him, you'll go, I fucking blanked his handshake.
So see, whenever I shook hands, if you summoned it to him, you go, I wish I'd shook
I'm going to start fucking hugging you now. I'm going to take it full up.
Please. I hate that as well. And that's in fact one.
Do you know what a good one is? I know, a big wet kiss in the cheek. You like that?
I'd rather that one. Kiss him like that. Mark Brown. Do you like a wee hug?
I don't mind, aye. Don't mind it at all. That's an Italian thing to be kissing it.
Ah, it's just. Aye, it's great.
Anyway.
Right, sorry.
Moving on with the show.
Oh, no, I just wanted to ask Faddy about Everton last night.
Oh, wow. What
big result for your club, innit?
What a performance.
It was running, innit?
Aye, brilliant.
What about John Dyche ditching that fucking suit for the trackie?
I think it's better than that, mate.
He said this, he was on Top Sports this morning, wasn't he?
What was he saying?
He says, I'd love if it was just to change your outfit. And then you get 3 points. I'd be doing it every week.
You're going to be addressed next week, innit? He said,
I listened to him, but I couldn't make him out.
Yeah, he's gruff.
Isn't it? Gruff to the extreme.
Same shape, Faddy.
Aye, I would say so. Unless they get me a points taken off, I don't know if that's even possible.
Can you believe how bad Liverpool have got the last two games?
They never showed up last night. But he shouldn't have come out. When he comes out and says, that's me, I don't think that was the right thing to do.
I don't know. Have you ever heard that, a manager doing that mid-season?
I don't know, but you can see that they've kind of tailed off a wee bit. You can see that. Definitely.
They got themselves into a great position, but they weren't great at the start of the season. And probably surprised a lot of people that they were still up there. But their main players have come off the boil. Salah's off the boil. Nunez, movement's great. Gets into position. The first half when he goes through and he just fires it straight. Pickford.
At the goal.
Pickford, that was right down. I know you need to do Ston and go, catch. And he dives up and goes in, his arm goes there and the legs flip round.
Did
you see when he was doing that?
And he kissed him bad.
I turned it off.
Fuck off. You know what I mean?
Bad kisses are the worst, mate.
I can't stand anyone.
See, if he got an offer to go to somebody tomorrow, mate, he'd be off.
I would say he's had some offers.
Think what do you think his antics but when the ball just save it, just catch it?
Goalkeepers love like that.
They're all tuned. Matty catches the ball and he does that and then he goes,
Before we move on, I've always wanted to ask ex-football players this. Goalkeeper, you're
talking. Didn't ask me and him, man.
Right. The ball's going in the top roof, right, on the left hand side.
Top corner.
why does a goalkeeper dive with his right
instead of his left?
Because if you do that, you're less.
You can get it higher, apparently.
I've seen that, I've always seen that.
So we go inside. Right, I didn't know that.
It makes him spread further apart.
I was thinking,
you do that with your legs, so
it does it look like so.
I always got my right one. Depends, hold on.
That's my side.
I've always wondered that. I've always done my
head. I thought it was a favourite, a favourite hand.
Because you're stronger.
Aye. That's what I always thought it was. But there you go.
It might be, but I'm sure it's something to do with.
They can get.
Being able to spring and. Extend for the
fuck.
I know.
Quick fire, best goalkeeper.
Oh, I can't do
best
that.
Best goalkeeper, West Burn. West Fodder.
They've got a big saves last night.
West Fodder.
Andy Gorham.
Easy.
Probably Jimmy Stewart at Rangers when
they Jimmy Stewart, great. She, big Jimmy, brilliant.
Too many pick.
No, yours are a joke that you've played. Just quickly, if anybody at Liverpool's watching, Arnie Slot cannot get the fucking Liverpool joke.
With you, 100%.
I know. Because what's he done?
Fuck's sake, everybody's walking about getting jobs now.
He can't get a Liverpool job, mate. Can I?
No.
Give Big Ange it, man. See if you're going to get Arnie Slot. Get Ange.
No, that's Tottenham went for Slot, didn't they? And then held him back and took
it. I would give Ange Man U job.
So would I.
I think he's the only guy now that can
what about Emery? I think Emery would be good for the Man U job.
Oh. I'd love Emery as well. I'd give Emery the Liverpool job before Slot as well.
Mm-hmm. But I would definitely
just sign a contract.
Man U, Ange. Nah, I've seen that. Do you think that's to get me a compensation for him? Nah, just want to give him a contract.
No, maybe he just enjoys being there and feels he can be successful there and build his own success. The thing is, as well, I know that Liverpool, they were going for four
Why
trophies this year.
Why talking about English football?
I know. We'll cut this out.
No, we're just having a good chat.
Liverpool, you're actually new. The next guy in is getting in after Klopp. Liverpool, before Klopp came in, were neighbour. They weren't challenging for titles. So the next guy goes in, all right, people, they've won one league title, but still, it was after 30 years or whatever it was. So the next guy in is under massive pressure to get.
That Dutch league's like the low end league, mate. If you won that, means fuck all, do you know what I mean?
No bias,
can I get a Liverpool job in the fucking
the Lowland League?
The Lowland League.
Get to Mick, if you're going to get
to you and Mick will be stunned at Anfield. With Pump Bucky.
Right, Slady, come on, top six title running.
Super Sunday, Faddy, you doing the games. Rangers away to St Mirren.
He's doing Beth at the same time.
See that way to Dundee.
Doing a double header, aye.
Are you? Hanking the bank balance at the end of this one, big man.
Another jacket
to drive.
And he. You have to pay a breakfast for him and the money he's earning, man.
I don't earn that much money.
You should be looking after his fucking pension total.
Can I just say something? I didn't say, I'll bet you he does. He went, if that happens, I'll buy you a double breakfast.
I've already studied the
That's fine, mate. Listen, no, I'm buying a technicality, that's fine. That's fine.
I bet you a bet. I'll buy you a breakfast.
Are you buying us? Because he comes with us, we'll all get breakfast
together. Next week I'll buy you breakfast.
No, what are you doing to do it after us?
I have to go.
To where?
The bank.
I might need to go as well. Depending
on how we get finished. The cryo chamber.
I need to go and see the manager.
Last thing before we got there, somebody messaged me saying, is Gordon Dale only got one fucking tracker? Peter, coming for you, mate. The Under Armour tracker.
You're different ones.
Just take it out. I'll kick a fuck to yourself. See, just on the shower gel thing, what shower gel do you buy for the
house? I don't.
You're definitely an Adidas man.
No. Nivea.
Nivea?
Aye.
The creamy stuff?
Aye, I like that. Mate, all day long.
Aye, I know why.
Nice, fresh smell, lovely.
What do you mean? For everybody? Or for myself?
For yourself?
No, I just have Redox.
Redox? What, just the blue one?
The blue one. Uh-huh. Big, massive one. I'll get slaughtered for it at the football all the time.
What, you buy the double?
The big, huge one.
I don't buy my
just gets it.
You buy the what?
Drumstick.
Oh,
man.
You're a
way.
By the way,
drumstick. No, I totally get this because.
Does it taste like drumstick?
No, it's because that looks like.
I know you've definitely tried it.
It's because that looks like a wee drumstick lolly.
No, I know you've definitely tried it. Does it?
In the middle.
Does it?
100%.
You're the lick it,
lads.
You're the lick it. I'm going to buy it more. That's a bit sick of you want to smell like a drumstick lolly.
Oh my god.
What are you?
No, I get that because I think it's sensible stuff downstairs, but upstairs where the boys are, you get stuff like bubblegum stuff and
100%.
All that. Oh,
nah. Use that. How many you got, boys?
Want me to bring you in some?
You know what I mean?
Like
the lollipop.
There you go. No daft ever.
Right. I'm waiting for a shower.
Do you wash your face with shower gel? No, I mean, seriously. Do you wash your face with shower gel?
Addy. I'm not a great advert for that.
How many pints of shimmer gel do you have a day?
Okay, magic. Anyway, boys, fucking get a serious
right. Right, who's got a tougher game?
Tougher game. Rangers away to St Mirren or Celtic away to Dundee.
I think the two of them are really tough.
Innit?
The thing is, you see at the weekend, you know, a lot of people thought Celtic were going to just go and batter Aberdeen, but they showed that, you know, they look quite vulnerable defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, obviously, Miofsky was tremendous. First half was outstanding. And Rangers get the job done, look comfortable in the end. Hearts, for me, second half, didn't they turn up second half. And it'll probably come down to how they play. You know, St Mirren and Dundee, they'll be organised, they'll make it tough. Mm. It'll be down to how Rangers and Celtic approach the games. I think that Finu and the games are going to be whatever each team makes it,
mm-hmm.
and how they deal with, you know, the kind of whatever the pressure is to go and get points, and teams that are going to sit in and try and frustrate you. They just need to deal with it. So probably equally as hard.
Mm-hmm. See, if I was picking, you had to pick one, I would go to St Mirren.
Would you?
Aye, I think Dundee. See, I know the pitch
was actually not bad. I was going to say,
yesterday, the pitch looks unbelievable.
It's not as bad as what everybody's making it. I look at Dundee the new, and I think they're a right decent side, well organised, middle of park, they're a different class.
Mm-hmm.
They've got guys up front that can score goals. I fancy Rangers and Celtic both to win. I'm not saying that, but if I was picking, I had to pick one venue to go to.
Dundee, when they played Rangers, looked solid, but they've not been this season.
Aye.
They score a lot of goals, but they concede a lot of goals. And if they go and they're going to have to play, what they've done really well is play how they play every game and just, you know, go and use your strengths, try and, you know, create problems, which I think they can do.
Mm.
But it should be an open game, whereas St Mirren could be one where they go,
sit behind the ball.
That'd be stuffy.
Frustrate you.
Yeah.
And we'll put the pressure on you. And I think, like Dessers, I know he's scored quite a few goals actually this season.
19
are? That physicality, St Mirren are kind of used to dealing with that. Mm. It's maybe the wee.
I think Dundee will have more of a go than what St Mirren will.
Because they've got the players.
Where would you go?
I think the more entertaining game will be at Dens Park.
No, but if you're a manager, where would you rather go, St Mirren or Dundee?
I would.
Seriously, mate?
Hold on, it's such a difficult one because you look at Dundee and you know they've got players that can hurt you, and they want to get the ball down, they want to play a certain style of football. Then St Mirren, you know, they'll sit in a wee bit more to that organisation, and I don't.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's hard. It's a really hard one, isn't it?
Just down the road as well. You're fucking out quick that night. Would you just put Conor Goldson back in for Rangers?
He'll not
put him in. Would you not
think
so?
No, I would.
I think he'll eventually come back in.
Do you think he'll come in this weekend?
Why, do you think he's better than
he's got a part to play this season, but
Goldson?
Yeah.
I would probably say that The best partnership, the new for me, would have been Goldson and Balogun.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why Goldson over Sutton?
Have a look at the recent, when Clement came in at front first, right? Everybody spoke about Rangers' defensive record. Who was the two centre
back? Balogun, wasn't it?
Balogun and Goldson.
Right.
Right. Now, I like Sutton, right? I do, but I look at him sometimes and I think, there's always something going to happen here. You look at Sunday.
15 minutes,
I don't know if the boy would prefer. No, I'm surprised. I thought he's got to play Shooter in the right, Balogun in the left. But Balogun gives him that bit of pace and everything. And Goldson, I know people are slaughtering him, and he hasn't been playing well. But everybody's been through a bad time, hasn't he? He's still a decent player.
And the amount of football that he's played, I think he's been crying out for just to be
rest.
Took out, no drop, just gave him a wee breather. Because the amount of games he plays, and he has played at a good standard, but he just needs that wee breather. And he has got a part to play in the running, well, that's for sure.
He's came under a bit of criticism in that podcast, a bit over the top, innit?
Aye.
I think he's caught into a young player, innit?
If it was put out 2 weeks ago,
just
the timing,
innit? It's,
you know, he's had two bad performances, no, him personally, or no, just him. Two bad performances, two bad results, dropped at the weekend. Podcast comes out.
What is it? And what's the criticism?
What's he said about young boys? You can't talk.
You can't
these
speak
days.
To them now. It's different when sometimes you speak to them because in one ear out the next. They can't relate to them basically. And for when he came through, it was if an older player spoke to you.
So why are you getting stuck for that?
But players kind of win these days. Like, see, if he was to do an interview and he was just to the party line, say his usual answers. You've got players that they're not true and honest.
Why are you getting stuck for that? Because I would imagine nowadays. In our day, when a senior pro spoke to you, fucking, you listened and you tried to take it in. I know things have changed, but I don't understand why you get stuck for saying that.
And I don't either. I think that it's some. It's like any walk of life. Some young ones will listen to you, and some young ones won't. Some think they know everything.
And if the ones that maybe are not, well, you think they're not listening. Aye. They're maybe a wee bit shy. They're a wee bit in awe. But what you should do as an older pro and run about the younger guys, talk to them, make them feel at home.
Well, I think that's what people are saying, is that's what you should be doing if young boys are in there listening to them.
But I wouldn't just say that they're different, because some of them are a wee bit shy of others.
He was saying that he felt he couldn't speak to them.
Because
there's that much of a difference now. It wasn't that he didn't want to, he just felt that when he speaks to them, either no listening or he just isn't able to relate to them. I think it's just being honest. Listen, you've all been there. Some young boys you talk to, and you know for a fact, they've gone, aye, and they're no listening.
I know, it's always happened. Players off going on podcasts.
It's always happened.
You'll be fucked.
the timing's not been great for them, but
should have came on this, so he'd have made it look better.
We're listening.
We just want dick stories, man. I don't want to talk
about
young boys.
I've seen that he's been linked with a move away.
Off
to Saudi, under Gerrard.
Mm-hmm. Aye, but Goldson as well, wasn't it?
It was Goldson and Owens.
Aye, I've heard that as well. Sorry.
You're not surprised at that, are you?
He's at that age now where somebody start thinking about it.
Jiggy will go.
Mate, hold on a minute. I can't even believe you. Rangers are Saudi with the money. Fucking, I'm on the Emirates flight as we speak. I'm speaking to fucking, come on, I'm on the airport. Absolutely.
So you're saying there's no way you'd miss that pressure of playing for Rangers, trying to win, to go over there and just go through the motion?
Henderson,
it's all about cash.
Jink?
Oh,
Tavernier will not be skint. I know what you're saying about...
I would show my arse for cash. It's all about the
I know, but he's not you, is he?
I bet.
If it,
you think he's like
hold on a minute, hold on a minute.
He might be, but I'm just saying.
If you show your arse, you don't need to get him a breakfast.
Even reverse this, right? You're saying there, well, he's got a few quid. Take it into the other sport, live golf. These guys, Dustin Johnson, they're fucking multi, they've got more money.
I know, but they're still playing against the best players because there's so many.
No, they're not, because they've
cut. Right, okay, I know what you're saying.
But so are they. Tavernier go and play against the players best. That have played at a higher level.
I know, but
it's the same as golf.
No, because for Saudi Arabia, the top levels in football is massive. Live in the PGA is not that big a gap.
Well, it is because they play one day less. There's no as much
pressure.
It's not
the same.
They don't play for prize money. They just get paid anyway.
See, the end of the day,
I think
he has still got a couple of years left in his contract. So there'll be a discussion to be had, because if it's good for Rangers as well, they get a few bob in, he's going to be looked after, he's come to tail end his career, we don't know his situation financially, we don't, this is a thing, but we don't know family wise, because it was a big Henderson went there, like 6 months and whatever, the family didn't like it and just came out of there.
The thing is, as well,
Henderson's 35 or something,
the thing is with the money, if that is the case, it's not just him, it can make such a difference to all his family and all that. So that's why you do it. That's
all day long. The
pressure side, it when it goes wrong for Rangers, it's Tavernier that gets it. It's Bolton that get it. So maybe he's, I don't know, maybe he's had a
let's put it to you then. What is he, 31, Tavernier?
He's running, aye, and Golson's running about that.
Would you definitely go to Saudi right now? Have you got offered to go right now?
If I felt as though I was at my best, I wouldn't have. That's what I'm saying.
Certain people are different. You look at it a different way.
If I was 30 and playing where I was playing?
Flying.
You're joking.
No, I knew Jaguar,
you're going to get.
No, he's not
anyway. You can get a Jaguar to pull your Jaguar.
No, but I was a wee bit like, I would have thought once I'm maybe 33, 34, if I'm no offering the same to play at the level I was playing at.
You wouldn't go.
If I was playing the Premier League in England, which he isn't, but if I was still in the Premier League, no.
I'm on business class.
I'll give you an example, yeah. Right, because when I was at Falkirk, I got a bad injury and I was just about to go to South Korea to play. They've made us secure, financially secure, and the boys would have been left.
You've just said that your knee was done. If you were at Rangers and you were flying, you wouldn't have even thought about going to South Korea.
No, not at all. Never.
Would you have went to Saudi for the cash?
If I was at
the thing is, Rangers, this is a wee bit
different. I probably know.
Because maybe I'm the daft one. This is different because this is like 100.
Have you been a Celtic captain at 31? You've got Saudi Arabia?
No, I wouldn't.
If I was a Celtic captain at 31,
so you're earning 10 grand, 20 grand,
right? You're earning more than that.
Right, well, let's say 25 grand. And the people for Saudi Arabia come in and go, look, I'm giving you 100 plus.
No, I wouldn't go.
My fucking
boss. I wouldn't admit. No, but I was the Celtic captain at 31.
Mate, you'd go
Sliding
to
Glasgow, West End, big massive.
You would leave here for the extra thing. But Tammy has been playing with Rangers for so long. Do you know what I mean? He's been playing. How long has he been at Rangers for? A long time, innit?
See a guy in the world.
Jenkins is the best life in the world. Every time they get beat, it's his fault.
He's keen. Paul McStay. Oh, and I used to think, why is Paul no away to Italy? You know, he go there, experience that, meet a few bob for himself. But just like Faddy's saying, or like yous are saying, you're at a club you love playing for.
You'd still be there in a couple of years, didn't you?
I think that that would be the...
Would you
go? Aldi.
Would you go, mate?
Aye.
Oh, I'm with you.
The money difference is maybe too high. Look. The season's not finished, I know. They're still, you know what I mean?
I know.
They could still be a hero at the end of the season and maybe turn around and go, I'm not going anywhere, I love it.
We'll see what happens.
That money though, you say, that's crazy money difference. 20 grand a week to you, but 100 grand a week.
I'm not trying to go into too much financial things, but see if you're on 25 grand a week, you've got a good financial advisor, you should have enough money that you wouldn't need to work again anyway.
No, I know, but no, you're not grasping it here. Grasping 25 grand to 100 grand a week is massive.
I'll be more than 100 grand.
Mate, I would sit on the bench for that, tax free as well.
And it's not just
free.
Sometimes it's not just
free.
That's 200 grand a week.
I'd be a rowing boat.
But it's not just for the family as well. To other people out there that are maybe struggling, the difference you could make. Mm. You look at some of the other guys who've done that. Was it Liverpool?
Mother Teresa.
Aye, and he's built hospitals and all that.
Building hospital in Anderson.
Buy a hotel for your dad. Free if they win the next three, they're champions. Do you see it being as easy as that? Because that game on Saturday
if they win the next three, they're champions.
I think that said that in that sheet Friday.
There won't be, because Rangers are in that A3 games.
Aye.
There'd only be two games to play, there'd be 6 points clear, we're much better.
No, it's five and a minute.
Is
not
it
much
five?
Better.
Well, I'm right.
It'd be pretty much
a could there be champions? Could there be champions?
But I think that game on Saturday was a wee bit. I thought Celtic really hit top form with Vickers back and Hitati back, and you're thinking that's him, they're ready to go. That took me sort of a wee bit, I'm not sure now. Defensively, they did look a bit oily.
Cup football.
Think so, mate?
Aye, 100%. You look at Aberdeen, look at their league form, right? They've been terrible.
Where did that
you look at you I look know. At them at the weekend, brilliant. Cup football for me. I could be wrong here. I'll be sitting here probably next week fucking buying another breakfast. I don't think Celtic and Rangers will drop points until Celtic Park.
Wow.
Two games. St Mirren, Kilmarnock at home for Rangers, which will be hard, but they should win that, right? I think they'll beat St Mirren. Celtic, Dundee away, and is it Hearts at home?
Hearts at home, man.
Right. I don't think they'll drop points.
You just go along with
that? Aye, pretty much so. I'm just thinking about Aberdeen there. Like he's saying, where did that performance come from? When you need that in the league, you need to get top six, and shows you what they're capable of, but it's just so much mismanaged, isn't it, this season? They should never.
Mm-hmm.
The squad players. But then I then start to question them as well. You know, cause a semi final, get a final. It's a few bob to be made again as well. The glory and all that. Well, sometimes your bread and butter. So going and winning games that you should be able to go and win. But I just posed a wee question mark because I'd never saw the game. I was listening to it, but.
What did say? Like vulnerable crossbows.
Crossbow, and this is that wee pass
inside.
Like as I said in Monday, Vickers. That's probably the. I don't think worse isn't the right.
You got a couple. You got a couple where Miofsky was kind of playing on scales, but peeling off. It was good. I know that at half time, Big Charlie and that were saying. One of them's got to get him, but he's a good player.
He understood how to play. He's moved.
Not aye, but the
first goal
just in general.
Aye, the first goal's a great goal, mate.
Start to finish.
People have a look at they always go, oh, defence. I'll look at Carter Vickers, he should be now a wee bit.
I said that Monday, it's a great goal.
The movement and the pass is brilliant. Sometimes you've just got to go, well done. You know what I mean?
Tyson's pass is incredible.
The first pass as well for me.
But Nicky Devlin into the opposite wide player.
What you normally say with Aberdeen is, right, go and hit it up there and he'll chase it. And Miofsky will chase it all day long. But he wraps it into McGrath, who comes off the left. Quick two passes. Bang, you're in and goal, and then you see Miofsky going through, you think.
And the timing of the run, actually.
I see Miofsky, I see he's linked to a Feyenoord yesterday. It was. He's a player that Celtic and Rangers should be going for in the summer now.
100%.
Aye.
He could be the centre forward for the next 10 years, Miofsky.
He's only 23.
Rangers were crying out for that. Run about Christmas.
See, it's a 6 million, right?
He'll be cheap.
See, knowing that he can do it in this league, that's a no brainer. £6 million quid now.
Aye,
easy. I think you get him cheaper, 6 million. I think Aberdeen bite your hands off.
Do you think so?
How much do you think?
Five and a half.
aye, definitely. Especially watching him at the weekend. His movement, his quick, his intelligence. It's even because he was so willing to chase everything. When the ball was coming up near, the scales and Carter Vickers were
comfortable.
No, they were never, because he knew they couldn't bring it down and play it back. They couldn't get enough maybe on the clearance because he's putting pressure on them. I thought he was excellent first half. And then once they go and change it and go more direct, they get the rewards.
And see everything you're
well.
Saying, and it's correct, but the thing is, when he's presented with a chance, he
takes
it. Doesn't it? That's the bottom line.
Has anybody here ever played with a goalie that took cramp?
No, it's embarrassing.
I can't believe
that. I honestly thought at least just limp off and kid on your bum, your calf or something. You can't sit there and get all the
somebody says right. So the hotel are in the night before
that's why I got trapped.
I had a certain family member absolutely caning a goalkeeper with that because was it no the young boy Duncan that had the ball
and it
was
dreadful.
And because of that he says even if you were
going to get to the
if you're hurting just get up and even if it is a whatever it is a cramp just get on me get on me
fucking goalie
it's like
come on
I'm with you
can't man take cramp
incredible it is and it's like
talking of goalies what did you make of Joe Hart taking the fifth were you surprised when he took the ball
right I'll be honest I've no thoughts
I wasn't
how come
He's done it before. Like, I know. I'm sure he done it in the
Roma. Roma? He done it again.
No,
done
I don't
it
know. He's done it. He done it for England.
By the way,
was under 21s. In a like European championships. I know it's under 21s, but I've played with Johan. I'm no surprised he stepped up.
Goalies strike the ball. They're great strikers. The ball.
I was surprised at how he hit it.
I didn't see.
Did you think you would smash it?
I thought it was just going goalies, the laser right in the top bin, and he try to whip it and hit the post.
But the big thing goes against him, right? And that's I can't believe these people. Oh, he's not good with the ball at his feet, but it's fucking a standing
ball. Strikers, you know, goalies.
And obviously, he's been the best in training, right? Because Roger said he was nominated.
Yeah.
So I've not got a problem with it. The only thing is because he missed it. Oh, I don't think that's right.
And the one thing about Big Joe, doesn't he lack confidence?
I didn't know. I'm not going to be happy.
Who
took
the six
of them? Johnson and I was the two after him.
Right.
But I didn't like it.
That's a goal penalty. Oh, terrific.
Okay. I didn't like it.
But the good thing is for the goalie is when the goalie takes it, if he misses it, he's got a chance to be the hero after
to save it again.
Make that's up what
for
he does.
It. Aye.
Honestly, yeah. Mad. See when he winked mad.
I can't believe he was winking.
What was he shouting?
Who you fucking winking at? I didn't like it. No for me.
Right, bottom six, we're on it. Obviously, biggest stakes, relegation. What teams are completely out for you? Hibs are out of it, they'll not get relegated.
Right, no. I think I've got a bad feeling Mother might get dragged in.
So see this game at the weekend? See if one team wins, Motherwell or Aberdeen, are they safe?
Do you think Mother?
No, I don't think Mother, Faddy, but I was just looking last night.
Dragged into what?
That sort of Ross County, the second bottom. I've got a bad
7 points and a better goal.
So this is what I was thinking, so I walked out last night. I think Ross County will win at the weekend.
Right.
And I think Motherwell's going to get beat.
Right.
So that drags it right in. And I think St Johnston are going to beat Hibs at home.
Right.
So I've got a bad feeling.
That's your opinion, man.
No. I'm just looking at the pictures and I was looking at it and I'm thinking, I've got a bad feeling Motherwell might get dragged into this.
Yeah.
Right, so are Hibs the only one that are safe for you? Or are you put Motherwell in that as well?
I think Motherwell, Aberdeen, Rossi. Aye. St Johnston County.
St Johnston County.
That's it
for me.
Do you know, Ross County will not get to 35. You think Ross County get 36 points? Aberdeen on 35?
No, I don't think they'll get enough to.
This is the thing. See when you look at Ross County, let's say they do get to 36. Do you seriously think Aberdeen will lose 5 games after this one? They would have to lose five. But they play everybody. That's the only thing when I look at it. For you saying Motherwell, it could easily happen, but it's 7 points plus 19 a goal difference. They'd need to lose every game, and Ross County would need to win every game.
But actually, the hinks is because they're playing each other as well.
Aye.
Can I have a wee bit of spice?
Aye, there? Definitely.
I'd go the other way with you. If Motherwell beat Aberdeen and Ross County win, I think Aberdeen are banging it.
It's exciting, nah? Isn't it?
That's why it's good, isn't it?
I don't see.
I think
it's a straight fight.
Between the two,
do you? I'm in it. Same opinion.
You're the same fan, you think it'll just be between Ross
County and
Johnston
County.
I think somebody
will get dragged in it.
I think one man will get dragged in.
Ross County will finish second,
but I still don't know how they.
Think so?
Nah.
Oof.
I don't know. Ross County will finish second.
Fuck, I left.
Ross County are outstanding.
I'm a double breakfast.
And they've been good since Cowie's taken over. Their home record, they'll win all their home games, Ross County.
He's been outstanding, Cowie, hasn't he?
It could, because they all play each other, easier.
I know sometimes, I know this might sound to play against like a Rangers when you know, like people don't expect that result, that performance.
It's a strange way when the pressure zone, when they're playing against the Motherwells,
they're playing against the St Johnstone, there's a different pressure comes on them, and it'll be a totally different type of game. I don't think it changes. I just see St Johnstone County.
Aberdeen, two home games to start.
Too many good players for me, and I get enough about them. And that should fucking kick them on. If it doesn't, they need a good slap.
But that was the same. They had a similar performance against Kilmarnock, where it was forward energy, everybody, you know, at it. Mm. And then they had a dip. You're looking going, after the game, a couple of players saying that's where we need to be in terms of energy, that's where we need to be in terms of commitment, and they hadn't really shown it. What I will say is Peter Leaven's done a good job to get them organised and get the as much as he can out of them. But
he did say that's a benchmark now, isn't it? So they've set their standards, so they've got these games to just nail. I don't see them getting dragged in. They've just got too many good players.
But the last home game, Dundee should have beaten them. I know it was a 0-0 draw or a 1-1 draw, but Dundee should have beaten them. It's not like Aberdeen are, I know they've got good players, but it's not like they're brilliant at
You're
home.
You're desperate for them to get dragged in.
No, I'm not, but I just don't think it's as...
Do you think they'll get dragged in there, Aberdeen?
Probably not because of the players
Motherwell,
that they've got, but
Motherwell
that game
and Aberdeen, if they win a game, you're thinking, you know, that's probably it.
And Aberdeen probably need to win two games, don't they?
Depends who they win it against.
That's you taking into consideration Ross County and St Johnstone are winning.
Aye, they need to win. That's the difference.
But they have picked up big results this year, St Johnstone and that. They beat Aberdeen.
I know. I fancy St Johnstone to just... I've got a wee feeling about that as well.
Well, you ain't going to be Ross County to St Martin?
I think they'll beat...
You as
No, I don't think Ross County. I think St Johnstone will finish here.
St
Martin? Aye.
Who are you going?
Toss a coin.
Come on,
between the two of them.
He's an in.
If I was going to, I'd go St Johnson.
Faddy.
What for?
Second.
Sorry, I wasn't asking.
Just before a split starts.
St Johnson.
Okay. How big a five games is this for Hibs? Obviously, they're safe, but what does Nick Montgomery need to do? Keep his job, basically.
I think the fucking full club needs to a shake up. I'm not talking about.
Somebody above McDermott.
I can't understand that.
How can he be talking about him?
Exactly. There's about that much of space, isn't there?
How does that work?
Fuck knows.
That's just no even thinking right about running a football club, is it?
How many jobs are going about?
By the way, have you met Brian McDermott?
Played against his team when he's at Reading.
Oh, mate.
What?
Character? Nice boy, eh?
What does that mean?
I met them all in the boardroom at St Mirren before the game, and I've never heard a board talk the biggest little shite I've ever heard.
There you go. See it?
I'm no kidding you. And the fucking diarrhea it was going to be. Unbelievable. And they were, oh, this manager and where they're going to take them, and we love them, and we're doing this and we're doing that. And this is, oh, the club's now brilliant. Now they're fucking revamping it again. That was only 4 months ago. I've never seen a club like this. They need somebody to go in and put it in the right direction. What do you do with McDermott then? Is it just a...
This is what gets me about these sort of jobs. See, Brian McDermott, what will he do every day, and why does he need somebody else above him to do it?
Don't know.
What does that job entail? So say you walk into Easter Road at 9 o'clock in the morning, you leave at 4 o'clock, what's he doing for 8 hours?
So what's his title?
What's his title? Director of football. So what's he doing?
So
you would imagine. His emails at refreshing his emails. Well, he watched training.
Well, I was director of football by years, wasn't I?
What was he doing?
Well, I worked hard.
Did you?
I had to organise everything, and players and
I knew that was going to be the answer. Organise everything. Organise what? Give me specifics.
Phone calls.
What were you meant to do?
Tell me things you were organising.
I had to go to meetings, for instance, we were training at Ravenscraig. I had to go to meetings with the guys at Ravenscraig to discuss contracts of how we're going to use it, try to get the times changed, try to get the money done, organise that. You'd set up, your youth people phoning you, wanting meetings with you, asking what direction the youth's gone. You'd the first team, you'd the reserves, you'd everything.
Right, so Hibs need to do that because they've got a training ground, so you'll not need to organise where they're training.
But then,
so what else is he doing?
But there's other people underneath you, there's scouts.
So that's what you'll do. You'll speak to the scouts, and that'll be part of the job.
There's organising.
So director of football will be in charge of all the different departments. Your medical department.
I'm not patient old pals. I'm just going to bring somebody in, speak to the manager,
being the link between the manager and the board.
Exactly.
Listening to what the manager's saying. deciding for yourself whether you believe or agree with that and being the link between.
What you've got also, what you've got today is you've got.
See, all the meetings, that'll be a Monday, and so you could meet the UK on the Monday, you can meet the UK on the Monday, and then
No, you've got a monthly board meeting, right? You've got to have everything prepared of the full running of the club to get in and sit with the board, and the board fire every question, right? Hold on a minute, what's this department do? What's that department do? Right, there you go. That's what they're doing, that's what they're doing, how's it progressing? That's how that's doing, right? What's
so, the next how often do you hear that?
So you do that, you prepare for that meetings with the day before.
You probably get once a month.
So how easy do you think the recruitment is?
So just prepare the day before and that's you. The rest of the month, just chill it.
So your head scouts obviously are going to get
analysts,
reporting
scouts,
back.
Don't get me wrong. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of times I lost my signal in the third hole at Lanark. And it became very difficult. I'll then phone you back.
So what are they talking about, this guy coming in above Brian McDermott today? Do you know?
No.
Tell Brian McDermott what you're
sure.
Let's see your organisation, right? I'll argue. It's bonkers, mate. They need to get themselves sorted out. And they're either got to stick with them or not got to stick with them.
So see, at top clubs, is that what it is? Is it a director of football and then somebody above a director of football?
I didn't have thought director of football was the one.
No, there'll be a...
Somebody above
him. Aye. They're
the chief executive.
There's guys for everything. Like guys that look after the boots, guys that look after the strips, guys that make sure the lunch are there, their dinner at night. So it's nuts, isn't it?
So the director of football will be the head of all the department.
Is that not chief
like
exec?
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, that's more the business side.
Right.
The chief exec, at some clubs when obviously don't have a director of football, will do that. So he then makes sure that the heads of each department are in the right, it's the right people in the right positions.
So there'll
and they're
be a
doing
head,
their job
there'll
right.
Be a head, there'll be a head of department as well.
There'll be a head, aye. Head of medicine. There'll be a head of recruitment. Which who will then have people underneath them.
So are they not making sure that department's running right?
They are, but if they need, you always need somebody to answer
that. That's not the manager.
Best bit of the job is get somebody in that's brilliant at their job, right? I had Anne-Marie Ballantyne, which
she's good. I had
her. Unbelievable. Yeah. So Anne-Marie, I would phone her, right, this is the problems of the day. Boom. Everything, bang. I took all the credit. Right. She was brilliant to work with.
Right. Right, boy, I've got a clearer idea now what they
did. Amazing. So we're heading there to the Cootham now. I think I'm going to get 6 out of 6 this week.
Good.
Mm. Right, you take
we'll
it.
We'll start with Livingston against Ross County. I'm going to go for a way win, Ross County.
Way win, Ross County.
You're waiting on me. I couldn't get Livingston.
Are you?
He's need to bet something. He's need. Especially signing, you can't honour the
you know
names,
mate. I think Livy could stay up.
There's only 12 Livy points in it.
Livy couldn't stay up in August. The reason I'm doing that is because I think they'll just go out there and fucking play.
They've not been bad. Aye. They just can't
get results. At home and a wee bit pressure in Ross County.
There'll be a game that'll crop up that they're going to win and they'll win it well.
I think that'll be their one game.
Just go out and play.
Ross County for me all day. Right,
no, but the pressure's off Ross when County. You're down there, isn't you? I'm going to go for a draw.
It's not bad.
All right, what one?
They're always quite close. What did you go for?
Ross County.
Ross County.
Aberdeen Motherwell. Wow. I'm going to go for the Dons.
Draw. I'll go draw.
I'm going to go draw.
Draw.
I'm going Motherwell.
Oh.
I always do, but I just think Motherwell. Mm.
Yeah.
Is that fair enough?
Man, not bad. St Johnston, like Hibs. I'm going to go home win.
Oof. I'm going to draw.
Hibs.
You might have drank.
Okay, you're just shouting right on you. I'm actually thinking, oh, he's got a good thought.
I think Hibs get too much going forward. That game.
I'll go Hibs.
St Johnston, no beat Hibs at Easter Road a couple of weeks ago.
Nah. Aye.
Aye.
Hibs. Good deal, boy.
I'm going to go St Johnston.
Kelly Hearts, Kilmarnock.
That's
hard this week. Aye, is that it? That's Kelly Hearts. We're in the split.
I'll go Kelly.
I'm going to go Kelly. Yep.
I'm going Kelly.
And then...
Wait, was
Kelly. Sorry.
I'll go Kelly.
Super Sunday, St Mirren Rangers. Rangers away win for me.
Rangers just getting on the line.
Oh, Shaq, you're thinking about this, aren't you? You think I draw here? I'm going Rangers. I think Rangers beat St Mirren. I think, as I say, I don't think they'll drop points, Rangers or something. Can't wait to next one.
I'm going Rangers.
I think I'll go Rangers. And just
Dundee, Celtic, Celtic away win.
Draw.
Celtic for me.
Go and draw, Dale.
Draw.
You're in one today, aren't you?
Wow. I'll go Celtic.
Draw.
What he's doing?
I know you're going Celtic.
I fancy that. I fancy Rangers Celtic one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.